The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1916, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity, which is still being proven to be right on the money more often than not. In 1964, the European Space Research Organization was formed. It would later evolve into the modern-day European Space Agency. John DeLancey, better known to Star Trek fans as Q, was born today in 1948.
You offer Riker jealousy. What I offer him is clearly beyond your comprehension. How can you claim friendship for Riker while obstructing his way to the greatest adventure ever offered a human? Truly evil part of all this, Captain, is your jealousy.
Prima Agumon, Doctor Who's former companion Martha Jones, was born in 1979.
It's bigger on the inside.
Is it?
I noticed.
Let's get going.
On this day in 1726, Sir Isaac Newton died. In 1967, Leonard Nimoy decided it was only logical to cash in.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there.
The Paramount Studios' own label, Dot Records, released Nimoy's first album, Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, featuring old standards, a jazzy version of the Star Trek theme, and Nimoy's own poetry set to music.
Oh no. My mind recalls a seething cauldron flung among the stars and satellites and galaxies of boundless time. There, through evolution, I became the creature I am now.
The LP sparked a feud between Nimoy and his boss Gene Roddenberry, who felt that Nimoy's attempt to cash in on the character of Spock entitled Roddenberry to, wait for it, a piece of the action. In 1984, the great video game industry crash claimed a new victim, as Philips and its American arm Magnavox gave up the ghost on the Odyssey 2 home video game system. Introduced in 1979, the Odyssey 2 had fought valiantly to gain a foothold in the industry that Atari dominated, never gaining more than a loyal cult audience. It was much more well-known in Europe as the VideoPack computer. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, the logbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Out here in the stars.
The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.